to hear that the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, I think it was last week, stormed out of a lecture on bipartisan cooperation, saying it was too hard.
Too hard? What do you mean?
It's too hard to get along with the Democrats. Just too
hard.
That's true. Yeah, very difficult. There was
hard to get along with everybody.
A group of eighth grade civics teachers that went to Washington a while back to talk about the government and its legislative process, and they had classes with all 535 members of Congress to define checks and balances and things like that. How a bill is passed. They were teaching members of Congress.
My gosh, shouldn't they have to take that before they get in? Wow. I'm no genius, but it seems like that should happen before they win anyway.
I think you're a genius, Jennifer.
Thank you.
I absolutely think you're on top of it. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know that if a statue in the park of a person on a horse has both front legs in the air, that person died in battle? Do you know that?
What?
If there's a statue in a park of a person on a horse, if the horse has both front legs in the air, the person died in battle.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
If the horse has one front leg in the air, the person died as a result of wounds received in the battle.
Mm-hmm.
If the horse has all four legs on the ground, the person being tributed, being tributized, is there such a word? There must be. Anyway, the tribute for the person died of natural causes. Huh. Now, probably Michael will run right to Snopes and see
and
if
look
that's
this up.
True. Yeah, exactly. Good
and
luck.
If the horse has no name, it was a 70s song.
Yeah, exactly. Where's America when we need it? All right. So the Good Day program, it's 9 minutes after the hour. This hour, Roberta Fasanelli will be here with the Queen of Cheap. We have lots of deals, the usual thing. Well, not the usual thing, because the usual thing is the unusual thing. We have been touting the Guinness Book of World Records today. Let's see. The Guinness Book of World Records, Roberta, has 300,000 people trying to break world records all around the world today. 300, like the largest bra.
Are you going to break one, Roberta?
As the largest bra?
No.
Maybe. Any world record.
Anywhere. There are 300,000 different things in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Ooh.
That are each year, the idea is to challenge those records. And I just wonder, what would you be challenging? If you could challenge some kind of a world record, what would it be?
Oh, the loudest flatulence.
Good for you. There it is.
I like that.
And
one.
I'm betting that there is a contest to do that today. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap. Today, her deals, which she'll announce in about a half hour, are from Starbucks and Bath Body. We've had a lot of the Bed Bath & Beyond and Bath & Body Works stuff this week.
Yeah, they had a lot of the stuff.
Christmas is coming? Is that?
They make great stocking stuffers. And you know, when you get stuff free, hey, you can't beat that.
Free! It's free. The video of the day today is Broadway star Susan Egan, who is Belle in Beauty and the Beast, has a great new song for parents. Nina Doesn't Care. We'll have that audio for you as well, plus the audio from The X Factor. I actually watched a little bit of that last night. Found it uninspiring.
Really?
I didn't.
We're so close to the end.
I'm not getting it. I'm not getting the love there, one way or the other. Okay, speaking of not getting the love, I take a deep breath because this Joe Paterno Sandusky thing just has so many tentacles. Here's the story.
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, it's just everywhere. The story of Frank O'Hara is today, which you can follow at DougStefan.com from today's show. He was and has continued to be an outspoken supporter of Joe Paterno. So much so he played for Paterno, I think. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I know that. Didn't he play for Pittsburgh, Michael? Do you know? I'm not a footballer.
Franco?
Yeah.
He played for Penn State.
Penn State. Well, no, I know that, but he also played pro.
Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Thank you very much. All right. Richie is not here because he spent all night up with his son.
Oh.
Hopefully he doesn't have the ugly.
Sean is sick.
Sean is very sick, apparently. Yeah. The kids get that stuff at school.
They do. They get it.
Anyway, the story of Frank O'Hara today is that he's been fired by the Meadows Racetrack and Casino. He was their spokesperson. The racetrack is in Washington, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Pittsburgh. For anybody that drives from west to east or east to west, you know that. On the turnpike, there's an exit there. He has publicly expressed, Franco Harris publicly expressed his displeasure over Paterno's firing. Quote, he said, I feel that the board made a bad decision in letting Joe Paterno go. I'm very disappointed in the decision. I thought they showed no courage not to back somebody who had they really needed backing. That he's talking about Paterno. They're saying the football program is a problem and Joe is at fault.
Okay.
So then the Meadows issued this statement. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Quote, in light of the recent developments with Franco Harris regarding Joe Paterno's dismissal, Franco and the Meadows have mutually decided to put their business relationship on hold while these matters are further investigated. Harris just got the job last month. And these spokespeople go around and they are paid for their name.
Right.
And jobs like that currently, you know, they usually pay them a couple of hundred grand a year to do or go where there's a they're told to go and, you know, glad hand and yada, yada. So, all right, Jen, you were about to say.
Am I from Mars or are they from Mars? Because I just, you know, this whole
which,
thing.
Who are they?
I'm talking about Franco Harris. I'm talking about all the people that are outraged that Joe Paterno has been fired.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take away that the guy was a great coach. Great. He was a great coach.
He was.
People are multifaceted.
Yeah.
And to know what you knew and not do anything about it, serious issues. And can you be allowed to be around and continue that behavior? Mm-hmm. No. I just don't understand. I mean, this whole Penn State thing has just...
Women agree, men do not.
That's basically, I don't know.
I know. I'm watching the numbers. I'm watching. This is a story that I have watched very carefully because I have had very strong feelings about the football program at Heidelberg over the years, and that has nothing to do in terms of these sorts of things. There are no, we don't have the problem there. That I suspect a lot of the larger schools where guys can do this and they'll be under the radar. There's 40,000 students at Penn State. It's way too big. That's one of the reasons, in my mind, this thing is such a problem, because it's so easy with that many students and that many. I mean, you have administrative tasks. How do you administer anything
to that many people?
To a unified group, or not unified. I mean, in a small, the word unification or the unify here means you're in a small area, and there's so much, you know, back and forth.
There's so many things. City is what it is.
Right.
It's like managing a city.
And we all know that doesn't. We don't do a very good job of that in our society. So how are these schools managed that are this big? Ohio State's the same thing. It's too damn big. California state school system's too big. And it puts the privates out of business, which is unfair. Again, the taxpayers are insulting the system by having your tax dollars used to fight to put private, in this circumstance, private colleges out of business. It's ridiculous. Anyway, you started to say.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a matter of size. I'm sure that has something to do with it because it's hard to watch everybody. But these people knew what was going on and they still didn't say anything, you know. But I don't know. I have been talking about how I feel terrible as a society that we convict people before they actually get their day in court.
Yeah, is that
But Jerry Sandusky came out and said, I showered with those boys. Yeah. I absolutely did.
He dug his own hole.
Yeah, so, I mean, regardless of if he did anything else but shower with them, showering with a 10-year-old boy that is not yours is inappropriate. I'm sorry. What planet are you people on, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wouldn't be sorry.
I know. I mean,
do you think women, Roberta and Jennifer, do you think that women, mothers, if you will, have a different view on this than men, fathers, if you will?
I don't think so.
I was talking to, violent view exists upon men. I was talking to Fred Dreyer last night and
Fred
my
Dreyer,
dad.
Of Hunter.
Football. Yes, he was the star of Hunter, and he used to play for the Rams and for the Giants.
Right.
And he said if he saw any of that, you'd have to pull him off of somebody because he would be on them trying to get him away from the little boys.
Right.
My dad said the same thing. I don't think just because you're men that you turn your back on this kind of behavior at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it may be a more violent response, like, I'm going to kick your butt. I mean, there's that.
Right. Especially if they have sons.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
And I just think with little boys, especially, you prey on these kids who are looking for, I guess with little girls too, with daddy figures, and they don't know if what's happening is right or wrong or normal or not, because they're getting attention from this great power source.
Right. Almost another parent. Well, they live almost as another parent.
They are. These people are influencers, mm-hmm. for sure. And the idea is to please your parents or please these people right. by doing a good job in football or whatever. So does it go further than that? In the circumstances, obviously, it does.
You know, and they're still young enough at 10 where they may still be helped in the bath or in the shower by a parent.
Yeah.
So, you know, they may not realize just how creepy it is to have another adult in there with them.
It is creepy. Is that only in our society? The Greco-Roman Empire, the Greeks were notorious for this. I don't know if notorious is the right word, but
here's the
they
thing.
These things happened all the time in the Greek culture.
And it may be totally acceptable and normal in other cultures, but we're living in ours right now. It's something that's not acceptable.
I don't know what
here.
Culture may would think
well,
this
there's
is
some,
okay.
If you ever take cultural anthropology, there's some tribes that do some interesting things that think that that's what they need to do to keep the world moving. And, you know, who are we to say they're wrong? But
this is the Doug Steffen tribe, and we don't like that stuff. 800-510-8255. Coming up at 2020 News Quiz, you're going to like this one, Roberta, because it comes from your area of expertise, if you will. And I'm not talking about the Queen of Cheap. It's 18 at the hour on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The cold season. The 100 toughest days of the year. When noses run more than sprinters in training. And there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need. Like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit Listerine.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra. Doug Steffen, the sexiest man alive on the Good
yes.
Day program as we move forward fast, 21 after the hour.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity. Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you bring your shovel to work with you?
Yes, I do. I have a shovel standing by all the time.
Can't you tell?
Why do you ask, Ethel?
Well, them girls have a rough time.
Them girls have a rough time? Don't worry about a thing, Ethel. They can handle me all right.
Do you wear boots? Or do
I do.
The girls wear boots?
The girls
we
have
do.
Boots, yeah.
We have to steel toe just in case you get out of line.
Thank God. Give him a good one.
We carry the whips, too.
Ethel.
How'd you like a platform boot up your honky ass?
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
From the X Factor last night here on Good Day. This is performer, or contestant, probably is a better word, Jen. Leroy Bell singing with a Bob Seger song. We've got Tonight.
Longing for shelter.
Who's like this song?
From all that we see. Why should we worry? No one will tell.
Great story in this song.
Look through the stars now, so far away. We've got tonight.
All right.
Who needs tomorrow?
So let's listen to what Simon thought about the performance.
There is no mistaking, darling, that you have a beautiful voice. I think what everybody's saying and what I hear most people talking about is that it's live television and there needs to be
I'm
more of a connection.
Paula. Michael, I want
to
hear
the people who are watching television feel exactly what you're feeling. And I saw that you got away
people
from the mic stand, which is nice, and you're starting to engage with the audience. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Hi, Lori. Nice song. Good voice.
There we go.
In terms of originality, in terms of what you've done with the song, hearing a new version, zero.
There we go. Yay!
Problem. I'm going to direct this to you, Roy. $5 million.
Boom!
Pepsi Super Bowl commercial will change your life. Right now, you're being mentored like a session singer. We have heard the same kind of songs now 4 weeks in a row. It's like you're in a cage. Rock week, you should have been a shark. You're actually like a dolphin.
Boo! This is what I want to hear.
And I say this to you not to be mean.
No.
Because I want you to have a shot at winning. Right now, you can't win this competition.
Boo! Wow.
Did he say maybe a Pepsi commercial would change your life?
Yeah.
Is that our Michael Jackson reference?
There you go. All right, here's Rachel Crow with Satisfaction. So and so.
Thank you.
sounds like a karaoke already. The orchestra.
Nice voice.
She sounds like she reminds me of somebody. Oh, my. Who in the world? I'll think of it. It was Rock Night on the X Factor, and that's where we're listening to some of these performers. Have you watched this, Roberta?
No, I didn't. No.
Jennifer didn't because it was too late for her. I watched a little of it, but I wasn't. I didn't get excited about it. It's funny, you're talking about Toni and what she liked to watch on television, because she was intellectually stimulating, but she had the silliest or funniest tastes. She loved American Idol. Absolutely. She was, every minute of every show, she and her pals would be watching this, sit there eating their popcorn. Oh, my God. All right, so anyway, there are a couple of the contestants. They're doing okay in the ratings. Maybe you can check that for us, because Jennifer will be reporting on what's going on in the world of television in the next half hour, along with the Queen of Cheap here on Good Day.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing. washing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, mixing and matching lots of conversational elements, as is usually the case, because we don't have, let's set aside an hour to talk about this, or we'll set aside 13 minutes to talk about that. I don't know that most conversations work that way. When you have a conversation with somebody, Roberta, do you look at your watch? Perhaps only if the conversation is boring.
It depends who they are.
Yes. You know, we all have those friends where we have to time it and go, okay, our strategy is...
Or if I'm in church, we're at a boring show.
Yeah, all right.
That's when I look at my watch.
One of the things that, yeah, so, but it's not like, okay, let's set aside this for the next hour.
Right.
Not a subscriber to that much. 800-510-8255. Among the things we're talking about, not necessarily just... today, but in this hour, the Franco Harris thing with Joe Paterno, the Guinness World Records day is upon us, Roberta and her Queen of Cheap, Jennifer's television report, let's see, our 2020 news quiz question. It's not really a news quiz question. It's a quickie quiz having to do with boats and boating. Ready?
Ready.
The most popular boat name in the country. Know what it is? Most boat owners name their boats. What's the most popular boat name used in our country?
And I don't, am I allowed to play?
Have to, no.
Most popular boat name.
And, again, you don't have, there's not just one name assigned. When you do license your boat, you do have to put a name with it, though, don't you?
Yes.
Is it the SS Minnow?
Not quite.
Titanic.
A little Gilligan humor.
Yeah. It's not the Minnow. It's not Titanic. But good, though. 800-510-8255. I will give you a hint only if this becomes difficult. If you own a boat, what's the name of the boat? And let's see if we can pick from the names that come in one of those that is on the list, and I'll get you to the top. All right? We'll do that in the next couple of minutes while Roberta does the Queen of Cheap. 800-510-8255. And we'll have a swell prize attached to the person who comes up with the right answer. It is very interesting. Actually, the answer is very interesting. Most boat owners have a name attached to the boat that means something to them.
Right.
Right. That's really what it is. Sarah calls from Columbus, Ohio, to Good Day. Hi, Sarah.
How are you today?
I'm doing happily better, thank you. How about you?
Good. Doing great. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I just wanted to weigh in on this Joe Paterno thing. I'm a counselor.
Yes.
And
what kind of a counselor?
Mandated,
just help us understand. Are you a social worker? Or are you a counselor at school?
I'm a counselor in a school.
Okay.
And all of us know we are mandated reporters. If we see or if a child tells us something that hurting themselves, hurting others, or someone's hurting them, we've got to report it. And I imagine Joe Paterno and the gentleman who saw this happening, they're all mandated reporters. So Joe can be a really great guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard wonderful things about him, but we know that if we don't report, we lose our job. Mm-hmm. We are in jeopardy of losing our job.
Bad judgment call.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what a great guy he is. He did not do what right. he is mandated to do.
Yep.
And that's inexcusable.
Yep. You're 100% correct. 100%.
I know that.
You're 100% correct?
I do know that. I'm usually
with authority. I like
that. I like this woman. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I love women who are strong and take strong positions. You know you're right and you're always right. Is that right?
Well, you know what? I've learned everything I needed to know in kindergarten, and uh-huh. there's right and there's wrong.
Yes.
And when you attach money and big sports to it, it all gets muddled, but bottom line is, yeah. you know the right thing.
You'd be booed
right
in Columbus, you'd be booed because of what goes on in Ohio State. I happen to agree with you. I think the amount of money and attention paid to football programs is disgusting.
Well, and I'm an alum at Ohio State, and I love the Buckeyes, and I love yeah. Tim Tressel.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he was required to, you know, hide something that he shouldn't have been hiding.
Yeah.
And I know that goes on in college football.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it doesn't make Jim Tressel a bad guy.
No, it just means that he is inappropriately influenced by the corruption of that system.
Right. And
it's a corrupt system.
You can't even put Tressel in the same sentence with what happened at Penn State.
Some people have tried to do that, but you're right.
Well,
I don't think
idiot.
It's not grievance. Anywhere near the grievance.
No,
so,
but Paterno could be a good guy, but forget that. You know,
yeah.
he has to report.
And you have
yeah.
children?
Oh, yeah. Adult children.
Adult children. So you have, when you talk about this with them, what do they say?
They think it's bad, too. They think it's hideous. I sent my children, I went to Ohio State, love Ohio State,
yeah.
but I sent my children to a small school because you're right. Schools like this are way too big, and things
yeah.
get by, and the education in a smaller private
yeah.
school is so much more it's so much more meaningful.
You sent him to a school in the Ohio Conference?
No, I sent him out of state.
Oh, did
yeah.
you? Should have sent
yeah.
him up to Heidelberg. They could have gone to school at a really good school.
I know Heidelberg, but yeah. my kid's school, I'm not going to name it, but my kid's school is awesome.
Yeah, well, Heidelberg's awesome, too.
I know that.
I say that prejudicially, as you know. All right, Sarah, good call. Don't be a stranger. Thanks for checking in. 800-510-8255. Speaking of checking in, we're looking. I'm looking at some of the names that have been called in already. The boat owners and their boats and their names. What is the most popular boat name in our country? And if you know and have the right answer, we'll have a swell prize for you. That comes up after Roberta checks the Queen of Cheap list for today.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster fire.
Oh.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Cheapskate, let's go.
Okay, let's start with Lego. You know the Lego stores. Kids 6 through 14, you can, like, build and take home a free Lego
thing every month.
If you're
over 14, you can't.
Well, you just lie about
Legos.
Your age.
Right, yeah.
Wear
right.
a little hat with a pinwheel on top. It'll fool them every time.
Right.
Well, on December 6th, this is a head up at 5 o'clock, your kids can build a free Lego Nutcracker, like in the Nutcracker, you know, ballet thing, you know, that, like, princey-type-looking fellow. So you can build him out of Legos. So just a head up if you're looking for something to do with the kids as the holidays approach. Here's also something for the holidays. Bake Fest 2011. It's a free e-cookbook with cakes, cookies, tarts, a whole lot more. You can download it as a PDF. Free Christmas music, an MP3 of Silent Night by the Celtic Lore. I love Celtic music.
Right.
It's just, there's just something about it. And, you know, it's a kind of a nice twist on the usual Christmas stuff that you have to hear over and over and over again.
Feliz Navidad!
Hey, I started listening to it yesterday.
Listening
to Wham.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
So this is by Celtic Lore. It's a different kind of sound. Great Christmas stocking stuffers, Bath and Body Works. Buy three, get three free, plus an extra $10 off. That's only through November 20th, so I wouldn't wait. We have a principal coupon for you if you're in store. And we also have some online codes for you as well. And Starbucks, a great thing for today through the 20th. Today through the 20th, between 2 and 5 p.m., you don't need a coupon or anything. You just go into Starbucks, and you get buy one and get one holiday beverage free. That's the peppermint mocha, the new skinny peppermint mocha, the carme brulee latte, the gingerbread latte, or the eggnog latte, which is unbelievable. It's so fattening, but it's so good. Mm-hmm. So from 2 to 5, from today through the 20th, you can go and you can buy one holiday beverage and get one free at Starbucks. Also, Yankee Candle, $10 off of a $25 purchase. And we also have, this is a great holiday gift, a free 2-year subscription to Lego Magazine. Lego's so you can go out there, do all of your shopping, have your free Starbucks, buy yourself candles, make yourself smell good, all that good stuff, all on DougStephan.com.
Make you smell. Smell good.
Okay, Bath and Body Works.
That's
so smell good.
All right, Roberta's got it checked out. You get the details by going to her part of the website, the Queen of Cheap Box on the homepage at DougStephan.com. Most boat owners name their boats. Let's see here. There's another Doug. Doug, you have a boat?
I do, but I don't have a name for it. It's a small boat.
How can you have a boat without a name? Wait, is it a rowboat? A small motorboat?
No,
what is
it's
about?
17 foot, so you don't really have to have a name, but you can.
Yeah, you could call yours Clumsy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think the number one name is for boats in America?
Well, I'm going to change what I said earlier, but I think it's probably Orca.
Orca!
Orca?
Like Orca.
Orca was the boat in Jaws, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah, so I thought. No.
Isn't that the name of a whale?
Well, there's a story about Orca the whale. Yes, right. But the boat, I think, was called Orca. And I'm certainly, if that's not right, that'll get corrected. All right, Doug, good guess, but not the right one. Thank you. Juliet's in Rockland, New York. Hi.
Hi.
Nice connection.
I wanted to pick Moby Dick.
You did? Well, it's nice of you, Juliet. Moby Dick is probably a good guess as well. But not the right one. I'd love to chat with you, but not on this line. Get a new cell phone and call us back. Thank you. 800. Is that crass?
That was a little mean.
Was it?
Be nice. It's Christmas.
Okay. So why don't we get her a new cell phone then?
Good call.
Here's Willie in Texas. Hi, Willie.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
Pretty good.
Better, I guess. Well, I'm not sure I'm well yet, but I'm better. It's okay. So what do you think the number one most used boat name is?
I believe it's Obsession.
What makes you say that?
Ooh.
Somewhere here a while back, and I can't remember where, but it stuck with me because I used to have a boat.
And what was the name of the boat you used to have?
Candy.
Candy, named after whom?
My daughter.
Yeah. Sweet thing. A lot of fathers name their boats after their daughters. If I had a boat, I'd name it Megan for sure. But the most popular boat name in America is Obsession. You are correct.
Oh, good job.
Obsession. And one wonders why that might be. You're a boater, Roberto. Why would Obsession be the number one boat name? It's an obsession of the owner? Is that?
Well, I mean, it has to be an obsession because you know what boat stands for, B-O-A-T. You know what that stands for?
I know that a boat is a hole in the water into which one pours money. I don't know where you go from there.
No, boat means break out another thousand. So your boat has to be an obsession considering the amount of money you're going to spend on it.
You know how much money I have a friend who has, I think it's a 98-footer. And he spends $5,000 a month on fuel. He goes to a barge.
Oh, I bet.
He fuels up at a barge in the middle of the Buzzards Bay down the Cape. Amazing stuff. All right, so, Willie, you did a good job. We're going to give you some Doug Stephan good stuff, all right? Hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Jennifer and television, our next focus here on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist.
new Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Flu is nothing to sneeze about, especially for high-risk populations like the 12 million Americans with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. Dr. Antonio Anzueto, a pulmonary specialist from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio, says a yearly vaccination should be more than just a quick doctor's visit, and will also discuss Dalaresp, also known as roflumilast.
When you get your flu vaccine, talk to your doctor about ways you can manage your COPD. Patients may not know about a new prescription medication called Dalaresp for adults with severe COPD to decrease their number of exacerbations. Exacerbations are acute worsening of symptoms that may require treatment with steroids from a physician or worse, lead to hospitalization. Dalaresp is not a bronchodilator and should not be used to treat sudden breathing problems. Dalaresp is a once-daily oral tablet and the only prescription medicine of its kind. It works differently than other available COPD medications. There are risks associated with the treatment, so patients should always talk with their doctors about their potential side effects.
All right, in a moment, after we get to our television consideration, a new poster of President Obama and his Chinese counterpart, President Hu, is raising some eyebrows. But Jennifer, before we get to that, let's get to our daily input of what the hot stuff is on the tube.
Big, 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 big news.
Big
kind
news.
Of unexpected. Ricky Gervais, kind of a weirdo, is back for his third go-round at the Golden Globes. The Hollywood Foreign Press just confirmed this.
He is annoying. He's an arrogant little...
It was up in the air, but people think they will tune in.
I'm not gonna.
Well, there you go. You can boycott. The awards will be January 15th. This one is going to be kind of interesting. Discovery Channel's going deep into Appalachia to find moonshiners. the old practice of brewing illegal moonshine. And that'll start December 6th on Discovery Channel. Following with the tradition of Kim Kardashian, Real Housewife of Atlanta, Kim Zolciak, is going to be having her dream wedding. Isn't that exciting? I know, we weren't invited.
Why don't you even tell us this stuff?
Because it's big news.
No, it isn't. It's not big news.
That's the number one rated show on Bravo, so, you know, we have to talk about it. Anyway, she's getting married to Croy Bierman, who's a defensive end for the Atlanta Falcons, and everything will be televised, so we won't be tardy for the wedding. That's a playoff of her song, Don't Be Tardy for the Party. Beverly Johnson, remember her, supermodel extraordinaire? She's getting a new show on the Oprah Winfrey Network. It's called Beverly's Full House, and it'll be taking place at her house in Palm Springs, and it'll reunite her with her adult daughter, who is a plus-size model, and her son-in-law, who's an NFL player, and their newborn baby. So it'll be Beverly Johnson as a grandma. Chelsea Handler signed a new deal. If you're a fan of her, she'll be on E! Entertainment doing her show through 2014. That's Chelsea Lately. And good news for South Park fans, 20 years this show will be on the air. It's been signed through 2016, making it one of the longest shows on TV ever. Isn't it funny that all the long-running shows are all animated now?
Yeah, does that tell you?
They don't have to deal with the talent.
Okay, so the United Colors of Benetton has kicked off a new campaign displaying a photograph of a kiss between President Obama and Chinese President Hu. Seeks to use provocative images to promote tolerance and eliminate hate in the world. The images these are manipulated photos. The cultural leaders, the world leaders, are shown to be kissing, expressing, they say, or they think, acceptance of differences. Company said that this reflects Benetton's wish to drive the desire for participation and change that animates the world's citizens, especially the young, inviting them to play an active central role in the initiatives of peace using the internet, social media, and other applications. You know what? I may find the photograph distracting, but I do not find their message distressing. I think their message
is
the right.
The intent is good, right?
The intent is to stop these wars and all this aggression and try to figure out how we all can just get along. Not a bad deal. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for a visit from Tom Kreidler, who is, as many of you know, the host, co-host, Leslie Segretti. The other person would probably not like it if I said he was the host, because she's a host as well. And when you put two hosts together, you get a co-host situation. Together. Forever.
That's radio math.
Yes, it is. All right. So Tom's going to answer some of your questions about how to improve things in your house. You're renovating a house, are you? Then he's the person to check with. You need a furnace. This is something actually that's pretty important. We'll talk about furnaces, how to tell whether they're any good or not. I actually looked into the inside of a furnace yesterday.
For the first time?
No, actually. But this one I wanted to see if it was a crack in the iron casting. Yep. I also kind of wanted to see how clean it was. Because, you know, let's talk about it in a second. It's 54 past the hour on Good Day. Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program on to talk about how to improve things at your home. Here's a fellow named JM who has had his furnace checked out. The contractor told him to let the fan run all the time to even out the temperatures and humidity. I don't think that's a good idea, but that's just me.
it's only a good idea if you want to be
electric company.
Yeah, you want to get a nice gift basket from the electric company every year, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be really, really expensive. And that's a sign of a system that's just not properly designed. If you put an HVAC system in with the right amount of air being supplied to the rooms and the right amount of air coming from the rooms via the return, it can run on a normal cycle, which is not 24/7, 365. I mean, those blowers, that's the most expensive part of the power when that's running all the time. Those are big, big motors.
Yeah.
So, no, that's not the way to do it. I think you need a new HVAC contractor to find out why your house is running so unevenly.
And HVAC stands for heating, ventilating, and cooling.
And air conditioning, too.
Yep. Okay. So then let's talk about what you need to know at this time of year about furnaces, their proper operation. As you suggested, if you follow this guy's advice, you'd be having a pretty good-sized electric bill. But even if you didn't let them turn all the time, if your utility, i.e. the box that the fire takes place in,
right,
in the furnace, is not operating properly, then it is expensive too, right?
Well, it is, because the gas or the oil is not fully combusting.
And, what would cause that, Tom? What would cause it to not work properly?
Well, think about this, Doug. If you don't tune up your automobile on an occasional basis when recommended by the manufacturer, it stops performing, right? And why is that? Because when any fossil fuel burns, it burns dirty. It leaves residue and deposits behind. Mm-hmm. And that, in the case of a furnace or a water heater or a boiler, starts to clog the burners themselves and starts to impact how much combustion goes on there. So if the gas doesn't fully combust, that means you have to run longer to do the same job. But there's another thing that can happen, and that is when you have incomplete combustion, you get very high toxic levels of carbon monoxide, so your risk of carbon monoxide poisoning goes up.
It's not all going to go out the pipe. Let me correlate it to a diesel engine, because the same fuel. Your furnace, if you're using oil, is using the same fuel that is burned in a diesel locomotive, a diesel car, a diesel truck, diesel tractor. And if you see, this is how I try to measure, I'm not always perfect at it. If I see exhaust, if I see smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe, I know there's something inefficient going on in the engine.
It's
same thing
color,
is true
right?
when you, yeah, if you are looking at your chimney and you see smoke coming out of it and you've got an oil burner, something is not right in the oil burner, not burning
well
clean.
This time of year, if you haven't done it yet, you definitely need to have your system serviced, because the cleaning, the inspecting, the adjusting of that fuel system is just something you need to do every year, and it's important for all the reasons that we've stated.
Yeah. And the difference between a boiler that's water and hot air?
Well, the boiler heats water, the furnace heats air. They both need...
Let's leave it at that. There's the genius of Tom
service.
There it is. Yes, service them both, but they're different because one heats air, the other heats water. 59 after on Good Day.